unsustainable.
Demand two.
We are all ethnicities, backgrounds, genders, generations, sexualities, disabilities, and faiths. We stand together.
Three.
We refuse to pay for the bank's crisis.
It was in the early years of the third millennium that a crusade of holy protest set forth to seize and subjugate its holy Zion, a bastion to be taken back from the infidels, a place known by most as the London Stock Exchange. In October 2011, this army of protesters descended to occupy all the enemy ground. The activists had been promised a triumphant march to this Jerusalem, but were beaten back, by force of arms, to a stockade in St Paul's Churchyard. This now secured its position as an encampment of protest, a third crusade that soon became known simply as Occupy London.
We stand in solidarity with the global oppressed!
We present The Talisman by Walter Scott, adapted for radio by Jonathan Myerson.
Looks like. Come and join us!
Yet as Christmas passed and winter drew in, a truce had been called with the infidel enemy, both sides now awaiting the ruling of the High Court with regard to the judicial proceedings which would pronounce the matter as victory or defeat. The infidel bankers sought to force the camp from its lands, their chief weapon, the eviction order. The activists fought to repel each stage of this advance, deploying battalions of pro bono lawyers. Betwixt them stood the cathedral, friend to both sides, trusted by neither. But by January of 2012, the Occupy camp was besieged by daily clouds of police and bailiffs, resembling swarms of wasps with stings to inflict harm and mischief.
We've got warrants here. Everyone up and out.
What's going on?
Everyone up, everyone out.
You've got no right to do this.
We have reason to believe there are contraband substances being concealed here.
But you searched last week and the week before.
As the army of occupiers decreased, the enterprises of the City of London Corporation became more bold in this species of petty warfare.
Back off!
Want a night of shelves, sunshine?
What's your grounds?
Being a hippie crusty, how about that?
Gonna have to try a whole lot harder than that, Fed. Go on, have another go.
The devil stop it, it's what they want.
Right, boys! We've been told to remove all the banners. We have instructions under the Town and Country Planning Act 1990 to remove all fascias or advertising hoardings which are subject to planning permission.
You touch them in your history.
God, that was poverty, love.
Very funny.
Bailiffs remove the offending items. All police units stand in support.
Human wall!
Human wall!
Human wall!
The bailiff's target was a small railinged enclosure, round which were lashed the banners of protest, largely obscuring the statue of Queen Anne inside. This was the holy centre for the occupiers, the home of the Banner of Ten Demands. The protester army was being pushed from the field, and if the corporation bailiffs took possession of the banners, their fighting heart would be ripped asunder. Yet the superior weight of the Metropolitan Police Service seemed too great to withstand, until...
Let me help! Here!
Oh, thanks! Get in here! Just push!
Come on! Heave! One, two, three! Heave! One, two, three! Heave!
Done this before?
Only at the Highland Games! Heave! Heave!
Have I seen you round here?
No, but I've been thinking of it coming along, but I didn't really know how it all, yeah?
Welcome!
Thank you. Does this happen a lot?
Every protest I've ever been on.
Well, you've done a few.
Lifetime's work.
Cool. My name's Kenneth. Kenny.
Edie.
Would you, Well, this is all so complicated. I want to get involved, but I don't, Would you show me how things work?
Sure, of course. Shall we maybe get rid of these coppers first?
Deal. Hey, everyone, on my count. One, two, three, heave!
And so the young knight left his distant northern home and joined the host of Occupy London, the great crusade against wealth and privilege. He pitched his solitary tent on the edge of St Paul's Churchyard, with his wolfhound Roswell as his only...
Shh! You're not supposed to be here.
His only companion. It was Kenneth's first taste of direct action, and he knew he had much to learn and spurs still to win among the movement. But more than that, what he now most desired to win was the regard of Edith, the activist he had met that first night. His heart was taken.
Hi there! Settled in all right?
Yes, right. Hello.
See ya!
His heart was taken from that moment onward. But he knew his suit was unworthy. He sought counsel from her friend Bernie.
Do you think she... I mean, do you... Look, if I asked her...
Edie.
Oh, it's just that every time she seems to be so busy and I... Oh, I shouldn't even ask.
Edith was protester nobility. The veteran of 100 demos, sit-ins and kettlings. As an apprentice, Kenneth knew he had barely the right to even gaze upon her.
There is something you could do.
Yes.
There's a letter, special documents. We need someone to run it over to the cathedral. I'll watch your dog.
St. Paul's.
It's not going to be the Vatican, is it?
No. Right. Yes. Sure. No sweat. What is it, this letter?
It's a proposal, a plan. There's some of us. Well, we know the camp has to come to an end.
What?
We're going to lose the legal proceedings. This week, next month.
Oh, they'll have to force us out first. We will fight to the bitter end.
Better to go with dignity. This way, we get something out of it.
Like?
Well, that's where St. Paul's comes in. Maybe we can get a permanent presence there.
What, a camp inside
St. Paul's? A marquee, something like that. And one of the holies in there, he's trying to swing it for us.
Okay. Okay.
Here's the letter. For him. Only him.
There's people against this, isn't there? That's why you can't go in there yourself, right?
Rick. He's dead against it.
Rick? Your boyfriend, Rick?
We're on a break, actually.
You're doing this behind his back.
He wants to fight to the end. He wants to win.
What's wrong with that?
We're going to lose. He has to come to terms with that. Right, here. Take it to Canon Gillespie, okay?
Right. Stay, Roswell.
The bright January moon had not yet attained its highest point in the horizon as our knight errant paced defiantly across the wastelands which lay north of their camp, or, as it is locally known, Paternoster Square. However, our young hero was also tortured by needful hunger. He opted to break his journey at a nearby oasis, called in the native tongue Pret-a-Manger, on Cheapside. But as he crossed New Change, he saw a figure moving from his left, looking to impede his path. In the desert, saith the Eastern proverb, no man meets a friend.
Hey! You! You! You with the hair! Where are you off to?
Please, please, look, we don't need to get into
you
any...
You lot are supposed to be over there.
Oh, so you're saying that St. Paul's does belong to us?
This land is private land, and all license to enter is revoked.
Look, we don't need to do this.
You lot stay over there in your tents and benders and your... benders. That's the word for the lot of you.
Like a hawk attacking a heron, the heathen swooped. But with a strong hand and unerring aim, the Scotsman struck back. The violence of the blow struck the banker, for such he was, and though his aquascutum contributed to deaden its violence, the financier was shaken. He found himself suddenly within the other's grasp. Now, seeing his Rolex endangered, this disadvantage inclined him to a truce.
All right. Shall we let it go?
Why should I trust you?
A gentleman's word is his bond.
That's a nasty cut you've got there.
I'm bleeding.
Here. Put this against it.
Look, it's okay. We use the washing machines down at LSE.
Thanks.
Where did a toff like you learn to fight like that?
Things can get rough in the collateralized debt market.
Kenneth, by the way. Kenny McCrouch.
Hakeem.
What? Something, Hakeem? Hakeem, something?
Hakeem's fine.
You gonna be all right at work with that kicker?
It's a badge of honour on the trading floor.
Right, well then, you owe me.
McDonald's? Or Burger King down at Aldgate?
It's chucking out time at Pret.
free nosh. Come on.
And so the two enemies sat to take their repast, banker and protester now bonded by their skirmish. The meal of the capitalist was abstemious. A curling egg on rye sufficed, and a few draughts from the drinking fountain by which they reposed. That of the activist was a chicken avocado with British chicken, whole leaf basil, and a yogurt mayo dressing. Nary a single moon passed its sell-by. Yet the Scot fed with more display of appetite and satisfaction than the banker judged becoming.
You have to scarf it down like a dog. Actually, not even a dog would eat that.
You need to meet my dog.
It was a metaphor.
And so is this, mate. This sandwich. Look at it. It's a sodden great symbol of waste, overproduction and greed.
The only greed I'm seeing is yours. Quite.
Oh, my dear, terribly, terribly. Pass the cucumber trifle, Fauntleroy.
My dad came over here from Kurdistan, a qualified engineer. He worked all his life as a bus driver.
There's nothing wrong with driving a bus.
The two men were of entirely opposing beliefs, and yet they found the respect to converse.
The whole thing, the whole fabric, it's all built on debt. That's all you guys trade in. You sell our debts to each other and then gamble on how much we'll pay back before we all die.
So people shouldn't get to borrow money? For a new car, a new house, their kids' education?
Ugh, the whole model is flawed.
Got a better one?
We're working it out.
I see you there, outside St. Paul's, talking and talking and talking.
That's right.
And talking.
Genuine democracy is a bit scary, isn't it?
And what have you come up with so far?
You want all this in 3 weeks? A whole new way of running the world?
You're the guys who say it has to change. I'm happy the way things are.
And your relatives back in Kurdistan? How did Saddam pay for his mustard gas? You guys lent him the money. $1 billion credit guarantees, paid for by trading in collateralised debt from British mortgages and British students.
All the big words.
Well, these words run our lives now, and I've had to learn.
What were you doing out here anyway?
Oh, Christ! I've got to deliver something. Some galoot in the cathedral.
Uh-huh.
Here, it's Canon Theodore Gillespie. What a name.
Why didn't you show me this before?
Because you came straight at me. Fists first.
He's all right, Gillespie.
You know him?
He's ex-Special Forces.
For real?
And opened the bowling for Sussex Seconds. 8 for 19 against MCC at Arundel.
For Christ's sake! You're the full English now, aren't you?
An electrical shock of anger thrilled through the Kurd. But it was only momentary, and the calmness of his reply had both dignity and reason in it.
Come on, let me show you the way. You'll never find it otherwise.
As they advanced down into the bowels of the cathedral, into the gloomy recesses of Wren's masterpiece, the Scot was struck with mysterious dread.
Jesus, all these tunnels and rooms.
Mustn't blaspheme, not in God's holiest house.
Oh, God's biggest, look at the size of mine house, you mean?
Bigger doesn't mean less holy.
So speaks the banker.
Right! Got you! I call the police! Hands up, you beggars!
The figure, a tall man clothed largely in undergarments and wielding his gun and moor twin scoop, sprang into their path and flung himself upon the Kurd. He wreathed his long arms above those of his struggling prisoner.
Theo, for God's sake, get off me! It's me, Hakim! I don't want to hurt you!
Bloody beggars, I'm bloody damn sick to death of you coming in here and...
Kenny, please! Get him off me! Quick!
Mr. Gillespie, Vicar, here, look! They said you were expecting a letter!
Hakim, what was that?
Yes!
Why didn't you say? It is you.
How are things?
He arose himself, and suffering the banker to rise also, relinquished his cricket bat.
I respect men of religion, you know that, Theo. But do that again and I'll knock your shaggy head off your shaggy bloody shoulders. And you could have moved a bit quicker.
A letter. Now, did someone mention a letter?
Me, here.
Who the blazes are you?
Kenny McCrouch.
Thank you.
The letter Bernie said to wait for a reply?
Yes, quite. Yes. Follow me. Must find my glasses.
I'll leave it to you then.
Oh, yes. Right. And thanks. And
the banker turned and made his way out.
Keep it real.
This way. Do keep up.
The priest who now guided him through the passageways of the cathedral was one who seemed born to rule over men, but who had abdicated his empire to become the servant of heaven.
Shush!
Shush. We need to tiptoe through this little chapel. Might be people praying. They come in here at all hours. Shush now.
Sure.
Shush.
Edie.
Shush, man. Did you hear me?
Kenny?
What are you doing here?
It's just sometimes I... No one knows I'm here.
We really shouldn't be. This isn't the place for... Were you praying?
Don't tell anyone.
It's okay. I would never...
I went to my school, a convent. Sometimes when things are bad...
I say, do you two know each other? That's really... I can see that you... I can totally see that you...
As ever, confronted with the joy of his heart, his tongue was stilled.
What I mean is... I mean, are things bad?
It's Rick. He has this spine thing. He's in such pain.
I haven't seen him around for...
He's laid up, totally out of action. But, you know, he won't give up.
If you would help, I'd be happy to do you a quick sum. I don't know. What about, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and... Oh, good Lord. My penance.
Penance?
It's the Bishop of London. I must scourge myself. Excuse me.
My Lord Bishop.
Maybe I should, be going anyway.
Oh, if you... I'll catch you in the tea tent or somewhere.
Sure, that would be a... yes. Tea. Right.
This narrative, tedious perhaps, but which the story renders necessary, may serve to explain the state of affairs betwixt the two. In short, Edith's unexpected appearance in the chapel produced, as ever, a powerful effect on this young Scotsman. The scene must now change, as our programme has announced, from the undercrypt of St. Paul's to the camp outside. At its beating heart lay its self-proclaimed leader, in all but name, Rick, a man of lion-hearted resolution and restless activity. Rick, their spokesman, the organiser, the speechmaker, the...
Oh, my God, I can't move a muscle.
The man with serious sciatica.
Why don't you go home? Get a decent night's rest.
Alongside him, his lifelong companion in arms, DeVoe.
You're no use here.
Shh, I'm not leaving.
Oh. By late January, after 4 months, the dismal climate had rendered the campers easy victims to chilling dews. Nightly sleeping on stone flags, even Richard's iron frame became afflicted with a slow and wasting spinal agony. Thus, at this crucial time, the people's leader was bedridden, unable to rise from his sleeping bag.
I'm stuck here while they're letting us get evicted.
Not letting, Rick. Latest judgment, the High Court has refused us right to appeal.
And though he respected the opinion of his sometime paramour, Richard was also a man of implacable opinion. Victory, for him, was always possible.
I need to get back to the legal team. If we can get back into court, I can win us the right to stay.
It'll be fine. Just get some rest. You've got to relax those muscles.
If we can take our appeal to the Supreme Court, we can make this camp permanent.
Rick, don't you think maybe, just possibly, Occupy London has run its course?
If we get permanent rights here, every day they go to work in the city, they'll have to see us, walk past us.
What are they seeing? Half the camp, it's homeless people now. It doesn't leave us much time for activism.
Once it's settled, we can deal
with... And the other people here, they have opinions too, you know. Lee, Conrad, Robbo.
What do they know?
Excuse me. What? Sorry.
What's up?
My friend here, he thinks, he suggested... Well, it's kind of weird, but...
I believe I can help my friend's friend. You're Rick, I presume?
Oh, palling up to the enemy now, Kenny.
Look, it's complicated. We met last night, and then he hears about you, Rick, and then he rings me this morning and says he can do this thing. It's... What did you call it?
It's just a traditional Kurdish therapy, involving relaxation of the mind, leading to suffusion of wellness through the body.
Shouldn't you be hard at work bankrupting someone?
My boss, he told me to come and help. It's just a little alternative healing.
Yeah, whatever you call it, still a nice way to get in here, screw up one of our best guys.
He's already screwed, Devs.
Well, maybe just set him back a few more weeks. By that time, the eviction notice has been issued.
Both so suspicious. I don't care if it bloody kills me. I'm sick of lying here like a strangled cow. With everything going to hell out there.
Do you trust this guy?
On my life.
Where did you meet him?
Kind of, Well, he's the one that helped me find Canon Gillespie. But...
What were you doing in there?
Don't worry about that now.
No, to Bernie.
Some of us, we just think that Canon Gillespie might be the right go-between.
Between what and what?
To set up a negotiated pullout. Oh, come on, Rick.
Oh, brilliant.
Theo might be able to, well, you know, some way we could up sticks, but it won't be a defeat. Keep a presence up here.
Very nice. Thanks for the support, Bernie. Very loyal, very touching.
There's a lot who think that would be the best outcome now.
Oh, you too. Behind my back, you all go running off to arrange a retreat.
And the word in question is definitely back.
Better get it fixed then, hadn't we? Come on, Doc. Where do you want me?
What on earth is that man doing here?
Rick, what the hell's a banker doing in our camp?
Steady, steady. This isn't some plot.
He's come to help Rick with his back.
He's a good guy.
These two knights were those most acquainted with the conspiracies of the camp. Robo of the Marxist Alliance, hardcore agitprop.
We've got to check him out first.
And Conrad, who had earned his spurs with Occupy Wall Street and thus presumed himself to know everything that was to be known.
Maybe the corporation's sent him to make you worse.
And neither man was concerned to ensure a future for Rick as leader. They both aspired to that crown. If not at this protest, then the next.
This could all be some big plot.
Life isn't a Marvel comic, you know.
And you ain't a superhero either.
Well, you pay for the lawyers to evict us, but you're happy to send doctors.
God's sun shines on us all. Banker and protester. I also make no distinction.
I'm in pain here, in case anyone's forgotten.
The banker stepped forward and informed himself of the various symptoms. Next, he filled a cup with water and drew forth a small silken bag twisted with silver.
What do you got there?
This, friends, is the talisman.
And what's that when it's at home?
This is the medicinal magic which has passed through generations of my family.
You wanted water?
Now I shall dip the talisman in this water.
Immersing it in the cup, it was as if some effervescence took place, causing the water to seethe and gain power.
How's it doing that?
This is the first part of the treatment, but also the most important. This will bring you to the correct state of receptive awareness.
Just give it to me.
And now I must ask you all to clear the tent.
What?
The rest of the treatment will pass only between the patient and myself.
Come on, everyone, out. Move it. Get out.
Once released, Conrad and Robo, Rick's determined rivals, strode away. They steered themselves by mutual consent from the more inhabited parts of the Canvas City. They required a clandestine corner.
This place is finished.
And if we keep putting all our efforts into staying here, we end up with nothing.
You got a plan?
We pull out of here. Then we could put all our efforts into the empty Deutsche Bank place behind Bishopsgate. We squat there and they'll never get us out.
You mean you could?
And Rick's obsessed with the stock exchange. It's his holy Jerusalem. It's madness.
You're right. I could really do things with that Bishopsgate building. Deutsche Bank don't care about it. Really put us on the map. You and me. New Occupy.
I've been talking with a few friendlies on the City Corporation. We get in there, they'll negotiate. If we do this right, we could come away with something cool. Something that lasts.
That Rick refuses to negotiate.
And if this banker guy gets Rick on his feet again...
Rick is never getting on his feet again.
What?
He's a fantasist. A dreamer. He's tying us down here.
And who says he gets to call all the shots?
Anonymous. You know those guys? I was talking to them. It really riles them the way that Rick gets all the attention, all the press mentions.
Rick really can't stand Lee, the anonymous spokesman.
We get those two arguing, it'll rip this place apart. Make sure everyone sees Rick for what he is, then we slip in and occupy the Deutsche Bank building.
Conrad looked around anxiously. As he looked, the broad folds of the Banner of Ten Demands caught his eye. More than any other symbol, this banner belonged to Rick, marked his leadership. Then he espied the labourers unloading crates of ale into Nando's. Crates left unguarded. A quick intellect like Conrad's catches ideas from the glance of a moment. Soon, the critical evening hour arrived at which Hakim, returning from his day's work, had predicted that his patient might be awakened with safety. And Rick, sitting up and rubbing his eyes, demanded,
"This is amazing! It's gone! The pain has totally gone!"
"Take it gently."
"What's in that talisman of yours? How's it work?"
"I wish I could tell you, but..."
"This is... If I can ever do anything for you, it's hard to imagine what. Anything, ever... What's that noise?"
"I'll find out. Take it easy."
"Injury can still arise from too much exertion before you're at full strength. You must move slowly and gradually."
"Too much to do."
"It's those goons from Anonymous. I think they've been drinking."
"Is it Lee who's got them going?"
"In one."
"Why can't they get pissed nice and quietly in their own tents? Why do they have to make sure the Daily Mail gets to photograph it all?"
"Man, you are so glad to see us."
"Conrad, have you been drinking as well?"
"Lee had a crate, Sagras, he was sharing. Come on, man, you gotta see this."
"Gotta see what?"
"He's so out of it. He's trying to pull down the 10 demands banner and putting their stuff up instead."
"What the..."
"Careful, please."
"Where are my clothes?"
"Keep calm, Rick. Was this approved in today's General Assembly?"
"Lee's just out of it. Hasn't got a clue what he's doing."
"Rick, you heard the doc. No."
"Quiet, the lot of you. This is not happening. It's letting everyone down. There are things we stand for."
Through this disorder, Richard burst his way like a goodly ship under full sail.
"Who's responsible for this? I said, who did this? Who put this flag thing over the banner of 10 demands?"
"That was me."
"Well, Lee, this is a democracy. And the General Assembly has agreed the demand should be here at all times. And this should not."
"Rick, don't!"
So saying, he pulled up the post, splintered it to pieces, threw the anonymous banner itself on the ground, and placed his foot upon it.
"Got a problem with that? Anyone? Any of you with your silly, beardy masks?"
"Yeah, I do."
"Me too."
"Who the bloody hell do you think you are?"
"Let's just kill her, okay?"
"Everyone, consensus?"
"I painted that."
"We'll sort it."
"Let's just keep everything calm."
"I'll kill you."
"And I won't try to stop you. You know I reject all acts of violence."
"I got no problem with that. Save me time."
"Just get back."
"Just keep cool, everyone. Breathe, just breathe."
"Don't you tell me what to breathe, you Scotch git."
"Scottish."
"Keep it calm, everyone.
The whole world's watching."
"All right, no, this is not how we do things."
"What is going on here? God's sake, Rick."
At this moment, Bernice returned. Appalled at finding Rick confronting Lee in such a menacing posture, Rick himself blushed at being discovered by his partner, whose sagacity he respected.
"Just getting a few things straight."
"He tore down our flag, Bernie, look."
"They put it over the 10 demands."
"Why shouldn't our banner be up there as well? This place wouldn't even happen without Anonymous."
"Guys, we're not in the playground anymore."
"But this
Rick,
is an important..."
"Did you... Are you standing on their banner?"
Right, yes."
"Lee, we decide this kind of thing in the General Assembly, don't we?"
"There's room for more than one..."
"Don't we?"
"Suppose."
"Right, I'm not letting you two start up again. Save this anger for the City Corporation, for the Stock Exchange, for every single banker in this place. Do you think, maybe?"
"Next time, Rick, next time."
Lee, ashamed and insulted, turned his back and withdrew to his tent.
"Kenny, help me put the banner back."
"I'll help."
"Great, thanks."
"Yeah, great."
"The way you boys love a fight. Year five, four?
"He'll be back. We're going to have to protect it."
"Ah, he's got what we call glowworm courage. He only shows by night."
"No, he's not giving up now. I know him."
"So we'll keep watch on the banner."
"You'd have to stick here all night."
"I'll do it."
"It'll be so cold."
"Well, no, me and Roswell, we'll snuggle down."
"Oh, that's really,
It's nothing. It's the least I can do."
"Good man. Any trouble, you just shout, all right?"
"Come on, Rick. You've already overdone it. You heard the doctor."
Okay.
Those whom this disturbance had attracted now drew off in different directions, leaving the contested banners in solitude. But in the quietest corner, in the lee of Pizza Express...
"See, Robbo? Bit of subtlety, bit of Portuguese lager... And now Rick and Anonymous are at each other's throats."
"Would have been better if somebody had actually ripped out someone's gizzard."
"They were that far from a major punch-up. It'll happen next time. Rick arrested, 30 days in Belmarsh and is wrapping tatters. The camp gets cleared and we move over to the Deutsche Bank squad. Make it our own."
"You think?"
"Give it time. You just watch and admire."
The midnight moon rode high in heaven as Kenneth stood upon his watch beside the restored banner of 10 demands. A solitary sentinel, to protect the precious emblem against the attacks planned by those whom Rick's pride had made into enemies. It seemed to Kenneth that he had gained some favour in Edith's eyes, who till now had not seemed to distinguish him, and this had surely diminished the distance between Edith and himself. When upon a sudden, Roswell seemed about to dash forward where the shadow lay the darkest.
Quiet, Roswell. Quiet now. Quiet.
Who's there?
Would you mind? Could you possibly have this thing about canines?
Once Roswell sees you, he'll be fine. Canon Gillespie.
You need to come along, young man. Chop, chop.
Oh, no, I'm on watch here all night.
Your lady friend. She sent me a message, one of these text things.
Edie, why you?
Does she have your number?
Oh, no.
It seems jolly urgent. Says it's a bit of a crisis. In fact, she needs you right now in the media tent.
But she knows I promised to stay here all night.
This is an emergency. She might be in danger.
And she asked for me.
Come on.
Roswell, you stay here and you guard the banner, okay? Here. Anyone comes close, you bark, and I can be here in seconds. You got it?
The majestic dog sat down, with ears erect and head raised like a sentinel.
Come on, quick!
He led Kenneth in hurried silence to the opposite side of the encampment and straight into the media tent.
Edie!
Hmm?
Here he is. What seems to be the trouble?
Sorry, trouble?
What's the problem?
What do you mean?
I got your text message.
You said there was some sort of emergency.
No, I don't understand.
Find Kenny. I need to see him right now. Urgent crisis. Quick, Edie. Look.
No, that's not from me. It's not from my number.
You signed it.
No, that's not how it works, Theo.
I do hate these things.
Whose number is it?
Unknown.
Somebody playing a rather unfunny joke on me, beeping me right in the middle of my mindfulness.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your fault, young damsel. I shall return to my inner self. This is exasperating.
Well, it's my fault. Why would you text him? I shouldn't have believed it.
Well, it could have been anything. A real emergency.
If it was, would you call me?
It would help if I had your number.
Right, yes, of course. It's Roswell! Stay here!
No deer ever bounded with a wilder start than did Kenneth at the sound of that death cry. He ran towards the banners and in a short minute stood in front of the railings. The moon broke forth and showed him the calamity. The banner of 10 demands was vanished, and his faithful hound in the agonies of death.
Roswell! Roswell, come on, wait! Roswell! Roswell!
Adversity is like the rain. Cold, comfortless, unfriendly to man and animal. Yet from that season have their birth the flower and the fruit.
What the hell does that mean?
No idea. It's something my mother used to say.
Somebody's bloody stabbed him. Roswell, how could they, boy?
Let me have a look. It looks like a little bit of glass in there.
I can't get it out.
Here, let me.
Oh, he's bleeding. He won't stop bleeding.
Shh, shh, shh. Let me just... There. Looks like Newcastle Pale Ale to me. Give me your shirt. That's it. That's it. Let's tie that around here.
He's still bleeding.
Let me take him. I'll put him in my car, get him to a vet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, that's great. Let me lift him for you.
You're coming.
What?
You can't stay here. When Rick hears the banner is gone, they're going to be seriously hacked off with you.
I've got to face it.
Man is not as a tree, bound to one spot of earth.
Oh, look, just look after my dog. This is where I belong, even if they chuck me out because of this.
The mist hides the precipice from those who are doomed to fall over it.
Cheery, wasn't she? Your mum? Be good, Roswell.
You know where to find me.
Oh. Kenneth paused for a few minutes, zipped up his fleece, then strode across the churchyard, waiting for the morning light and for judgment.
Oh, you muppet! What happens when the press sees it's gone? The whole Occupy is in jeopardy now.
I know.
They'll say we've withdrawn our demands. Say the city corporation has won.
It's my fault.
The banner's gone and there's blood all over the place.
It ought to be mine.
You got one of them?
It's my dog. He was the only one to suffer.
Oh, you moron. You complete dingbat. I ought to...
Cool it! Both of you! Are you all right?
I let you down. It's entirely my fault.
Get out of here before I hit you again.
Let's just...
You, get out of my sight. Right off out of here.
Hold it! Just hold it! It's probably best you go now.
I don't want to ever see your face again.
I understand.
And if I do, I'll ram your teeth down your throat. That's a holy, solemn promise.
Come on!
Devoe made haste to remove Kenneth, but nothing would ever now console the heart of the young Scot, forever cast out from the world of his beloved. Yet, unbeknownst to him, he still had friends within the camp.
We can make another banner, Rick. If we all get to work, we can get a new one up by the end of today.
You really think that's the point?
Well, so much for inclusive. Since when did you get to be the one to say whether someone can be in the camp or not?
Your Scottish friend can be here all he likes. I'm just going to knock his block off if I see him. It's his call.
Yeah, but someone lured him away from the banners. Said he had to come and see me.
So... And that was more important than sticking to the actual...
It's all my fault. Never like these text message things.
Now we've got God taking the blame.
I hate arguments. Please, allow me.
They're all telling me you're the middleman, setting up some deal with a cathedral, and you use that dipstick to deliver your messages.
I can't. It wouldn't be right for me to say any more. A position of trust.
Please, 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 enough. I make you one solemn promise.
Make that... no promises.
It was merely a matter of time.
I'll remove him from the camp. Give him a home.
You're welcome to him.
And if you see him, there won't be any violence.
Why the hell should I make you a promise?
If I can ever do anything for you...
I never meant...
Hard to imagine what? Promise me. No violence, no threats.
I promise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Time to settle things with Lee.
Rick, please, no. Nothing ungodly.
Oh, stop him, Bernie.
I just want to have a quick word with Lee. See if he dares pretend he didn't take the banner.
My son, what's the point?
I want to hear him lie.
He's violent.
Him and me?
No one. This latest appeal to the European Court of Human Rights, no one reckons it's worth it.
Maybe at the beginning. But now all the different groups, Anonymous, UK Uncut, Trotskyites, Maoists, Greens. Everyone's got different plans. We're not all pulling the same way anymore.
It's my fault, isn't it? I know I go at it too hard, irritate people.
So this way, the cathedral, we get something.
What are they offering?
My dean, he suggested a permanent presence, some sort of marquee. Maybe.
A permanent site right next to the stock exchange.
Is this really why we started on this whole thing? That first day, getting here at dawn, that first push against the police, surprising them, almost getting inside the stock exchange.
Well, that was then, Rick.
What do you say? Come on, we go out and put it to the assembly. Come on, yeah?
The General Assembly of Occupy took place on the apron in front of the cathedral. Here, the activists were awaiting Rick's arrival, and when they beheld him, somewhat pale from his late illness, they simultaneously arose and burst forth with one voice in the acclamation.
Good to see you, Rick!
Looking good, Rick, sir!
Good to have you back!
This is amazing, Rick. We're so pleased you're...
Lee! You gonna give us the banner back?
You talking to me?
Who else?
He really has promised it wasn't them, Rick.
You have? So you're saying...
It's nothing to do with me or anyone in Anonymous.
Then, Lee, I take your word for it. Shake on it?
Sure.
Now, come on, everyone. Are we really going to let it all fall apart over this? Everything we've been trying to do?
Occupy is more than this. It's about more...
Rick's rough eloquence and determined expression at once roused the drooping spirits of those assembled, reanimated their devotion, and, reminding them of their goals, shamed them for their defeatism. Newly enthused, eye caught fire from eye. Voice lent courage to voice. The purpose of the protesters was restored. The following day, Rick sat on the steps of Wren's masterpiece with Edith, enjoying an evening breeze from Fleet Street, or attempting to.
He trusted me, Rick. He really did.
Hakeem's looking after him. What's the big problem?
You threw him out.
You enticed him away from the statue.
Whoever took the banner sent that text.
For God's sake, Edie, he's not dead. He's just...
Who's that? There, coming this way.
Looks like one of the corporation security guys.
He's coming over here.
Hang on. It's from Hakeem. The man currently walking towards you is one of my best people. Works in security. I've assigned him to you. Name is Nubim from Moldavia. Not one word of English.
Oh, what's up with his face?
He was burned nastily while at Sangat. He wears a mask. Don't let it put you off. Underneath, pure gold.
Nubim?
Nubim, da.
Any English?
England, need.
You're going to hang with us.
Da, da, Pazal Suvitsky.
Is that Roswell?
And I sent Kenny's dog back with him for old time's sake.
Oh, hello, Roswell.
In less than a sun's single orbit, the Moldavian became part of the camp, making himself useful, tidying, cleaning, and saying not a word. Yet seeming to understand all. But in a distant and unheard corner.
I warned you. Rick's got everyone back together. Everything's hunky-sodden-dory.
What if he agrees to this compromise? This marquee idea from the cathedral? I mean, if he goes for that, he wins. Occupy gets to stay right here and he'll be the man.
Well, it's just as well I've been giving it some thought then, isn't it?
Meaning?
It's rubbish collection tomorrow morning.
So?
So the lorry comes across the square, skirts round those bollards, and then cuts inside. Not so very far from Rick's tent.
Yeah.
If, say, the lorry, I don't know, hit a patch of oil, for instance, went badly off course.
Robert, were you serious?
Just enough for a little scare. Enough to send him home for a week or two. It's all we need.
That's...
You in? Because you're either in or you're out. Right. Let's get us some oil.
So the morning light was barely cutting its sway through the morning clouds when the Moldavian saw the swains of the Corporation Refuse Team making their morning route around the cathedral encampment. It woke the Moldavian, and the truck but 10 yards distant from Richard's tent, instead of slowing, appeared to spring forward.
Out of the way!
The truck was sliding, skidding unstoppably towards his tent. In a single swoop, Nubim bundled Richard and his entire tent out of the murderous path of the truck.
What's happening?
Barely aware of what had passed, Richard had now arisen.
Sorry, mate. I think, look, we hit an oil patch. Whole lot of it there. Look, weird.
You almost killed me.
Yeah, your man there, you owe him one.
What? Did you? You got me out of the way?
Nah.
Oh, God. What's up with your arm?
Yet.
The vehicle dealt the Moldavian a blow, which, however, only grazed his arm.
Okay, but let's get you to first aid. Edie will take a look at you.
Nyet.
Bloody da. Nyet argumenta.
And without further ceremony, and in spite of the respectful opposition of the Moldavian himself, Richard escorted him to the first aid tent, treating with ridicule all his reluctance.
How's he doing?
Oh, all strapped up nicely, aren't you, Nubim?
Okay, mate.
Duh?
He's got something he wants to tell you.
Nice idea, but I don't speak a whole lot of Moldavian.
Have you heard of Google Translate? Look here, he put it in, texted the English to me.
Okay. You with me to walk around about the camp. I to find you man, flag, secret hiding. Flag?
Maybe that truck hit you on the head too. The banner? The stolen banner of demands? Well, Nubin says he can find you tickets.
For real?
Duh.
Okay, let's take a walk, Sherlock.
Ah, Sherlock, da. Come for back, Dovitsky.
Richard, DeVoe and their Moldavian guard now commenced a grand parade of the encampment. They would pass by every occupant, every activist.
What? We've got to take the dog, too.
Da.
Shh. Okay, these are the UK Uncut guys.
I can't believe they were behind this.
Nubin, is it these guys?
Нет.
Okay. Right, let's go down past Tent City University. We've got the Marxists down here. Nothing.
Нет.
Okay, let's cut back through here. Down here, we've got the Anonymous guys, right? Lee and Anonymous, yes, Nubin?
Okay.
Oh, hi there, Lee.
Man, is that dog? I know it, don't I?
Is it these guys? Did they take the banner?
Нет.
Нет?
Нет.
Ask me, you're getting this one wrong. See you, Lee.
See ya.
Let's keep going. Come on, Nubin.
All right, let's go and pay a visit to Conrad and his all-American boys.
He doesn't like dogs, does he?
Let's find out. It's just along here.
Conrad, man, hang on.
Hey, what up, man? Hey, isn't that...
Hey. Hey, somebody get this freaking girl off me, man! Get out, totally calm, get him down!
You got him, Nubin.
Da! Conrad! Da!
Hey, your dog, you freak!
Da!
We're gonna get that animal put down.
Touch the dog and you go with it.
What? What's your problem?
You're the one with the problem. You're the one who wants this camp to fall apart.
Hey, I never touched the banner.
Interesting. Really interesting.
What?
How did you know this was anything to do with the banner? I never mentioned it. Did you, Dev?
Not once.
Come on, Rick. These days, jeez, it's always about your freaking
what is
banner.
Going on? It sounded...
Here's the man with the banner.
Go on, search me. Search my tent.
Are you serious?
Dead certain. Right, Nubin?
Da.
He's doing it all because RoboCop Air believes that crazy dog. Everyone knows I don't like dogs. Dogs don't like me.
Nobody likes you. You're a...
Hey! Come on, gentlemen!
Gentlemen, lady. There's Channel 4 News over there. I can see the stringer for the Telegraph. Don't do their work for them, I beg you.
Here, your bike looks okay.
No thanks to Baskerville over there.
Sherlock!
What's wrong with him?
Okay, big boy, you and me, we're going to find somewhere safe, somewhere neutral, and have this out.
Fine by me, dog whisperer. What are we talking? Arm wrestle, bare knuckle, or total smackdown?
How about a gentlemanly boxing match? Something proper, Queensbury rules.
Sure. Where are we going to do that?
I know a few local gym members.
Those gyms inside the banks.
Does that matter? If I can find the place, a proper gentlemanly bout.
Sure, whatever. Name the day, name the place.
Tomorrow night. Yes, will that be suitable?
And a referee?
I will provide someone.
Someone neutral?
Of course.
Bring it on.
And thus, the next evening, at the appointed hour, Richard led his team through the Guildhall, the very bastion of the City of London Corporation, and down into their basement gymnasium. Theo had informed them that the corporation's chief executive himself had secured the venue for the bout.
Maybe it's just, and they're going to suddenly arrest us for trespass or squatting or something.
It's very rude to doubt his word.
Oh, here they come.
Is that him? The chief exec guy?
It must be.
No, that's our man. You know, that's Hakeem.
I'm so glad this was convenient to you all.
Welcome all, welcome.
Theo, Hakeem, and the chief exec. He's still coming?
We've been a bit naughty, haven't we?
You mean he's...
No, you said you worked in communications.
He said he worked on the trading floor.
I work everywhere. I am the chief.
All that time?
I like to get down and see things for myself.
Okay, you got one over on us. Nice.
I fixed your back pain, didn't I?
Why?
Well, one thing led to another. I was out for a stroll, I met your man Kenny, then he told me about...
That one didn't fool me. Nubin and his plastic mask.
Well, you knew as well.
That bit was fun, watching you two.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a bunch.
And that's why I've insisted he now take your place in the boxing match.
Well, Kenny, he's here.
Actually, it's his idea. He wants to make amends, win back his spurs with you all. Will you allow him to fight on your behalf?
You're back, Rick. We've been saying you shouldn't do this. You have to let him.
The talisman is unlikely to work a second time.
Okay, he can fight for me. If he wins, he wipes out his blunder over the banner.
God, are you never going to give that one up?
Language.
Sorry.
Let's get started, shall we?
Follow me.
Sue, you and Kenny, is it going to happen?
Rick!
Do you think nobody noticed?
Please, both of you!
Just saying.
The boxing ring was established in the middle of the gym, enclosed by ropes, each side exactly 6 strides in length. And on the far side, Robo was readying his man, Conrad.
The Scotch idiot? Where'd he suddenly come from? Why is he fighting that Rick?
It's okay. You'll wipe the floor with him. Look at him. All string, no muscle.
But these jests had no influence on the harassed mind of Conrad. Robo realised that steps must be taken in the event of his comrade's defeat.
Just gotta go phone someone.
Shall we make a start?
The silence of suspense was now general. Men breathed thicker, and their very souls seemed seated in their eyes.
Round one. Seconds away.
At a signal, the boxers met in mid-space with a shock like a thunderbolt. The victory was not in doubt. No, not for one moment. Conrad showed himself a practiced warrior, for he struck his antagonist with a fine left jab. Kenneth recoiled 2 or 3 yards and fell on his haunches, but immediately raised himself and struck back with a straight right, an uppercut of implacable power. For Conrad, there was no recovery. Kenneth's blow pierced his defence and wounded him deep in the bosom.
One! Two!
Stay down!
Three!
Come on, Rick! Come on!
Five!
Come on, stay down there!
Come on!
Seven!
Get
up!
Nine!
The defeated man was carried to his corner, while Kenneth commanded him to avow his guilt.
Admit it. You took it, right?
There are bigger traitors in the camp than me, man. Let me go. Let me just...
And now the activists crowded around the victor. At their forefront, Edith, blushing and growing pale alternately.
Kenny!
Edith!
Well, you're so fast.
Oh, there's nothing really, you know? I've been working out a bit.
That was totally amazing. You're so brave, so...
Hold on, mate. Excuse me, sir.
What is this?
Excuse me, sir. Border agency. We have reason to believe that person is in this country illegally.
Me? What do you mean?
Conrad Montserrat, I am detaining you. Section 33(1) of the 1971
do
Act,
you
as
really
amended,
have
thank
to
you,
do this
by the
now?
1996
really?
Act, states, please, that a person seeking to enter the United Kingdom unlawfully or in breach of an extant deportation order is deemed to be an illegal entrant. Oh. You will now be taken from here and you will have access to a representative of the Immigration Service within 24 hours.
Who did this?
Typical border Nazis.
Do you possibly have a moment?
Is it urgent?
I do rather think it is.
Excuse me a moment.
Let's get him in the van. We're done here. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. So sorry to have interrupted. Come on.
Who grassed me up? Who sold me out?
Did someone grass him up?
How else?
Scum.
That's terrible. Why would anyone do something like that?
Well, yeah, talk about hitting a guy when he's down.
Even I didn't want to see him go like that. If I might, everyone, please... Theo?
Me?
Exactly as you just told me.
Not conducive.
What's that?
Look at our friend there.
Not conducive. Yes, Robbo?
Why are you pointing at me?
Why are you looking so worried?
Not conducive to the public good.
It's what you told them, the border agency, when you rang them up.
Me?
Next time you slip into the gents to call a confidential hotline, do check all the cubicles first.
I never...
Getting worried that your plotting together might come to light, maybe?
So you thought you'd get your American friend out the way, didn't you?
Why would... There wasn't... I didn't...
Get out of here!
I'm going! Run, Robo!
Yay! Woo!
What's that? What's all that noise?
Forgive me, but the eviction of the camp must go ahead, Rick. I wish it could be otherwise.
Now?
Tonight.
I knew this was a trick.
You bastard!
Hey, stop, everyone. Hold on.
What?
We've all decided, haven't we? That it's time to go, yes? Occupy is over, so it might as well be tonight. Yes? Right?
Richard, and Bernie and DeVoe and the others returned to the camp, removed their last possessions. Their league was dissolved, no more to be reunited. The city corporation bailiffs encountered little opposition. Jerusalem, which they so much desired, remained unconquered.
We'll be back, right?
They haven't stopped us. Capitalism is finished.
Occupy lives.
And now, liberated from its confines, the love between the young Scotsman and the veteran activist could flourish openly.
What? Move in?
Well, where else are you going to live?
I mean, but... Well, the thing is, it's... Roswell too?
Well, how can I say no?
And as a gift on this occasion, Hakim sent them his celebrated talisman, and many cures were subsequently wrought by means of it. Our story closes here, for the terms on which Occupy London relinquished their conquests are to be found in every history of the period. Just search the internet.
In The Talisman, Kenny was played by John Walk, Hakim by Danny Rahim, Theo, Nicholas Wooderson, Rick, Alex Waldman, Devo, Martin Hudson, Lee, Ben Lloyd Hughes, Robbo, Brian Dick, Conrad, Alex Lenny Peckin, Bernie, Daisy Haggard, and Edie, Pippa Bennett Warner. The music was composed and played by Ross Hughes and Esben Chava. The Talisman was adapted and directed by Jonathan Myerson and produced by Clive Brill. It's a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.